This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Washington and Moscow did more finger-pointing today over the Syrian civil war. Who's more serious about getting a ceasefire and getting aid to the millions of internally displaced Syrian refugees, and specifically to the key northern city of Aleppo? James Longman is covering the Syrian war for the BBC. We reached him in Beirut. James, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Despite the talk of humanitarian pauses from the Russians today, there is, in fact, no aid getting into Aleppo, right?
The main issue has been around getting cross-border aid into Syria from Turkey. This convoy that was supposed to leave at the very beginning of this ceasefire, which seems like an eternity ago now, never left. Enough food for 80,000 people remained on the border in Turkey. Some aid has got out from Damascus to various parts of the suburbs. So that is one step forward. But to put this in some kind of context, there are 600,000 people living in areas of Syria which are under siege. That doesn't include the 250,000 who live in Aleppo. They have no access to regular food distribution. And of course, as we know, the bombings continue. So life very, very difficult in East Aleppo at the moment.
Not only no food, but no medicine, no drugs, no blood, no supplies of sort of emergency nature, which you need when you're being bombed, right?
This is, in every respect, I think, safe to say, total war. This isn't just indiscriminate bombardments. It seems targeted bombings of parts of East Aleppo, which really sustained its local infrastructure. So we saw a water tank, a major water pump being bombed. That for 4 or 5 days, the people of East Aleppo without clean water. It meant they had to resort to getting water out of wells, which is unsanitary. That now we hear today has been fixed. A major warehouse full of medicine and food run by the local humanitarian aid group, Syrian Red Crescent, that was bombed. That all now no longer available for people. And of course, the White Helmets, the civilian rescue group that go to the areas where these bombardments come, they themselves have also been targeted. So the aid, the food, the medicine, and the help that they receive all being targeted.
The government has warned those 250,000 people in East Aleppo to leave or basically face death. Where would they go? What's the route out for them, assuming they can find one?
Well, when the Syrian government announced that they were going to be performing these bombardments and they want to take the city back, they said to people, there are certain checkpoints that they can use that they can leave by. Now, these would be towards, we're assuming, the west of the city, where government forces find themselves near the citadel. But the problem with that is that it requires a certain level of trust, which doesn't exist anywhere in Syria, let alone Aleppo, for people who live in this part of the city, who have been under siege for this many years, for them to suddenly sort of say, oh, well, you know, I'll go over to the government and everything will be okay. I think that, you know, that's an empty promise from the government as far as the people of East Aleppo are concerned.
Well, picking up on that point, this is eventually, not next year, but maybe in 5 or 10, this will end and rebuilding will have to happen. How will that work with the level of mistrust, but also the sheer destruction?
Well, that's right. What you've seen is something like 4 million Syrians leave the country to go in places like Lebanon, to go to places like Turkey, Iraq, even Europe. Another 13 million inside the country who've had to move. They are internally displaced. The level of reconstruction envisaged now for Syria is, I mean, it's mind-blowing. It isn't something that people inside the country are worried about too much at the moment.
Yeah.
You talk to people inside Aleppo, they still see victory somehow, somewhere, but that is not on the horizon for the rebels, I don't think.
The BBC's James Longman in Beirut. James, thanks very much.
Not at all.